Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's time for another thrilling edition of Name That News, the new podcast from Odyssey that asks the question, do you know what's going on in the world? Seriously, we'd like to know because here at the show, we have no clue, I promise. My name is Mark Menard, and I'm your co-host for this jaunt through a handful of wildly out-of-context clips. With me, as always, is Zach Clark. Party on, Zach.
Party on, Wayne. I mean, Mark. Now, my problem there, though, at least you cleared it up, though. I thought you were going to expect us to have, like, real-life answers, and I was like, oh, my God. We don't have any of those either. So good. I'm glad you cleared that up. Made me very scared for a second.
We have no answers here. Well, we have the answers to the questions, but we have no other answers.
That's correct.
I'm going to get it started this week, and we're going to go to KYW in Philadelphia for some interesting wildlife. Let's check it out.
Well, when you go for a stroll through FDR Park in South Philly, you expect to see squirrels, chipmunks maybe, but a small was caught there on Sunday.
So the question is, what was caught in the park? Was it A, a king cobra, B, an alligator, or C, a tiger?
Mark, none of those things fit in Philadelphia, though I think Eye of the Tiger played while Rocky climbed the stairs in Philadelphia. That's the best I can do on that connection. Like, I'm thinking of my out of shape and usually out of touch self, just kind of strolling through life, not paying attention to anything. If I saw any of those things, I mean, I'd be somebody's lunch. It would be over right there. I'm going to go with snake only because I feel like it fits in with I had a pet that escaped. But I know some people have other things as pets, too. I'm saying snake.
It was not a snake. It was an alligator. I called it an alligator. It was a caiman, which is part of the alligator family. They grow to about 4 to 5 feet long. And if you were to see one, you would say that's an alligator. There's not a lot of difference between an alligator and a caiman. So, yeah. They came across an alligator, a caiman, in the park in Philadelphia, in the big city, living his dream.
This fits a lot more where you are, right? I mean, y'all live in the swamp. You're doing your thing down there in Louisiana. Seeing that kind of stuff there are not great, but not like, oh, my God, what the hell is that? Seeing something like that in Philadelphia is like y'all seeing a bunch of snow like we're seeing right now. That's crazy.
Yeah, when I was a kid, an alligator ended up in my backyard. I lived in a small South Louisiana town, and my subdivision was butted up right to a swamp, and an alligator ended up in my backyard one time. So yeah, that does happen occasionally down here. Certainly doesn't happen very often in Philly, I would imagine.
All right, Mark, we're gonna stay away from alligators, at least in my section of the question. We're going to move to WBBM in Chicago.
43-year-old Robert Siegfried says he's done the dating apps with no luck, so he's turned to a to find the love of his life.
All right, Mark, what did this man do? Did he develop his own dating app? Did he throw parties and invite every eligible woman in town? Or did he buy giant billboards asking women to date him?
In 2023, everybody's got their own app. I don't think it's that, though. That seems a little obvious. Buying billboards has a certain charm to it, like when you used to go to the mall back in like the 80s and record those videotapes, like trying to like shop yourself out for love. You know what? I'm with the nostalgic quality, I'm going to go with he bought a billboard.
Mark, you are correct.
Hey!
Except he didn't buy a billboard. He bought multiple giant billboards across his town in Wisconsin. See, I like the second option. I think about, like, you know, a huge party and somehow him going through this list of trying to find every woman in town. It turns out kind of in my head like a Disney-type movie, you know what I'm saying? Like Cinderella, but in reverse. This is analog dating in 2023, Mark.
I like it. A lot of gumption, a lot of initiative involved in putting yourself out there on a billboard. Let's take it out west now. Let's go to KCBS in San Francisco, where some standing water on Interstate 580 caused some road closures, and one reporter tells us just how deep that water was.
It's still about the size of a small pond. I would say a football field in length, and it's deep enough. So, as I mentioned in my last report, have been swimming in the pond.
What was swimming across the interstate? Was it A, ducks, B, alligators, or C, the UC Berkeley swim team?
See, here's the thing, Mark. Before you've done this to me, where the answer was the same thing twice, and I get that same anxiety I used to get taking Scantron tests in high school, where if you get three B's in a row and you think the fourth one's going to be B, you have this mad anxiety rush trying to figure out which one of them is not right because they can't all be. And then I did think if teachers were just having fun, I think some of them probably were. Now, the UC Berkeley swim team, man, that's the Conference of Champions. I went to the University of Arizona. I'm very familiar. I'll tell you what, the freeways in California are definitely wide enough to host a swim team, like Olympic-sized swimming pool. You went like old school. I'll do the same thing. I'm just going to go with ducks.
It was indeed ducks. You got it right. Think about that. Your morning commute, and you get a cute little injection of sweetness in the morning as you're backed up in the traffic and you get to see a family of ducks swimming across the road. Sounds like a great way to start the day.
I love this. You know, that's what I love about this show. Sometimes it's like filled with innuendo and weird stuff, and sometimes it's just a little pleasant view of ducks crossing your path in the morning.
There you go. It's just like life. We're a little microcosm of life.
So let's swing completely back the other way, Mark, right on cue. We're going to WWJ in Detroit. Check it out.
You're lazy, broke, you got bad teeth, bad credit, you're unemployed. These are things you generally wait a while to tell a potential partner, but a new dating strategy, it's called...
This new dating strategy, what is it called? Is it called, see, I'm just as ugly as you? Is it called goblin mode? Or is it called, this is me, deal with it?
Interesting answers you got there. You know, I think when you want success in branding, brevity is always the best move. And I think a couple of those are kind of wordy. I'm going to go with B, goblin mode, because it's got a catchy feel to it.
Mark, as the kids would say, you are on God mode. That's two in a row. That's correct. The answer is indeed goblin mode. And I love that's WWJ anchor Kyle Kimble out of context. I just love how mean he is. I'm like, man, am I really all of those things? Damn, dude. Shoot.
There is a lot of merit to just getting it all out of the way right off the bat. Get it all out in the open. No surprises.
As somebody that has used the apps sparingly but before, there's something to be said for having the cards laid out all on the table immediately. I can't argue with that.
Look, you need to know exactly what you're getting into with all of this, is all I'm saying. You know, so not much more you can say other than go to the cliffhanger question of the week.
Before we go to this week, Mark, let's remind the folks what the cliffhanger question was last week. It was yours.
It was mine. And, you know, we were moving into March, you know, some other things on the horizon. But in the past, in the rearview mirror, was Valentine's Day. And KCBS, again in San Francisco, reported on what this year's most popular purchases were. There's flowers and candy, but also what else?
Americans spent more than $20 billion on Valentine's Day, one of the most popular gifts. Well, let's...
So this is actually playing off of your theme this week. Got a lot of romance in your questions this week. Maybe you were just influenced subconsciously by what I had to say last week, where I asked, what was the other leg of the Valentine's tripod? Was it A, giant stuffed animals? Was it B, perfume? Or was it C, divorce papers?
Remember, a couple of weeks ago, maybe it was a month ago now, we had something similar to the divorce papers thing. We had a story in Michigan where a sheriff's department was offering you the opportunity to turn your ex in on Valentine's Day, something that had made you mad, right? And I love the idea of people being just heady as all get out. Like, here's a Valentine's Day present. It's two ginormous middle fingers. I'm going with divorce papers.
It was not divorce papers. It was actually perfume or fragrances.
Damn it.
And I don't know if that is part and parcel with getting it all out in the open. Like, hey, you don't smell great. Here is something that I would enjoy smelling on you for Valentine's Day. A present for me as well as for you.
Yeah, I mean, it just screams, you smell terrible. Here's how you can improve.
Exactly. But you know what? Everybody loves improvement, right?
Yes, everybody loves improvement, even if it's your partner telling you that you're rank.
Just not on Valentine's Day in the spirit of romance, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess that one could probably wait a couple of weeks. But you know what? Can't wait any longer, Mark. It is this week's cliffhanger. We're headed to WCBS in New York City. Take a listen.
Oh, so the you are, the happier you are?
It's not a gigantic effect. The principal finding is that there isn't some threshold beyond which it stops mattering.
All right, Mark, so we're going to have you fill in the blank. What was that gap there? What is that thing that makes people happier? Is it being younger, being dumber, or being richer?
If I go back into the oldest of sayings, they always say ignorance is bliss, and they also say money can't buy me love. And youth is wasted on the young. So there's three possibilities.
They all make me happier. I don't know how much dumber I could get, though.
You know what? I forgot. I don't have to answer it this week.
We go through this every week. I watch you spin from across the country, and then I go to the point where I have to stop you, and then you realize that we don't have to answer it right now.
You are welcome. There's very few gifts I could give you better than that. And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us. If you like what you heard, then please pound that subscribe button, bookmark us on your browser, set a reminder on your calendar, because we're going to be here every single week with another episode of Name That News.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.